Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
Ready to go. They're gonna talk about the good and the trash and anything in between. Cherishing make-believe, get ready for Halloween. It's the horror show. I know you miss those guys. Tune in and find out what's on their list tonight. They butcher and dissect, take apart and mutilate. Listen to your two favorite brainiacs communicate. It's the horror show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
What is up, Joe?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. It is Mental Health Day, the day we're recording this, and...
It is.
I was thinking about this while I was using the bathroom right before we started. We just recorded a bonus episode that we could have highlighted as a mental health day moment, because we just talked about our anxieties and also The Sopranos and Entourage.
Yeah, related to that. But I fucking love those Patreon episodes, and I love that we do it before we record, because I feel so much better now. I feel like it's like pre-gaming, right?
It warms you up. You get a couple drinks in while you're doing it, and then like we're ready to record. I feel fucking great whenever we do one. It's there is something to be said about that, like the warm up, right? The stretching before you work out. The like getting yourself ready to go. You get those voice muscles going. You get the jokes going, and we're ready to go. Good thing we're watching Halloween 2 this week. Halloween Town 2, not Halloween 2.
Halloween Town 2.
Oh, boy, this was... these Disney movies are such a struggle for me.
I have a clip to share when I post our episode this week.
Because
you were on record on the episode last time being like, I'm never doing this again. For the show, like he's like, you're like you said I'll watch Halloween Town 2, but I will never talk about this a Disney Channel movie ever again.
That's funny because it's not Joe. It took me all day to watch this movie. I don't know how that's possible.
Sean, listen, I am the biggest Disney Channel original. Why can't I talk? I love them. I love Under Wraps. Yes. I love these movies. Mm-hmm. I watch Halloween Town and Halloween Town 2 every year, and I have since they came out. While I was doing it for the show yesterday, I was like, you know what? Fuck. Sean's 100% right. Like, what a fucking horror show. What are we doing? Taking notes in these fucking guy turns into a pile of frogs.
You turned into one of our reviewers. Like, you turned into one of our. why are these guys doing this? It was a good. I think it was like a really solid decision to do Disney made for TV movies. I do think it was, but I think we've approached a time where it's just like,
what are we Run's like? Course.
Why are we making fun of a kid's movie? Like, first of all, James hates this fucking movie, so I can't even be like it's made for kids. But it is, right?
Oh, it is. It is. I'm glad you brought James up, because I actually wanted to tell you this before the show, but I don't know why I do that, right? And I think we both do that. Like, I always want to tell you things. I'm like, wait, we have a fucking show. You know, let's talk about it then. But so my kids watched this, and they also watched Ghostbusters, the 1984 Ghostbusters. Yes. And I was nervous about showing them Ghostbusters.
I was terrified of Ghostbusters as a kid.
So I was nervous about it, like, not because of the language or anything, but I'm old enough to remember when my brothers, who are 4 and 5 years younger than me, I'm old enough to remember when they watched Ghostbusters for the first time, and that scene in the library where the ghost, you know, tells them to shush, but then she turns into that, like, claymation face, like, yells at them, and they run out. Both my brothers were terrified. Like they yelped, and, like, we had to turn off the movie, and it was just the end of it. Like, they were terrified. So I was like, I don't know how my kids are going to react to Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we watched it is because the song came on and they loved it. And like, they immediately just started yelling, like, who are you going to call? So we were like, yeah, let's show it to them. That scene came up, and, like, I'm watching both of them, and the face comes up, and they were, like, cheering. They're like, yeah. And, like, the next morning, Logan was like, put that on. Like, I want to see the library. And I played it again. And, like, I had to find, this is true, we had to find it for him on his iPad, so he could just watch that scene over and over again. Like, he thought it was, like, the funniest, greatest thing ever. And I say all this about Ghostbusters because I was nervous that they would be terrified of that. Halloween Town 2 was on. Oh, shit. And they were fucking terrified. They were terrified. And they only watched, like, 3 minutes of it. And it was just, like, the monsters in Halloween Town. And they were like, oh, I don't like this. I'm like, what? What?
That's my favorite story of all time. You know,
like, Shay was like, please turn this off. Like, please turn this off. I don't want to watch this. And I was like, what's scary? And she's like, I don't want to look at these monsters. And, like, I guess in her defense, like, these people are disgusting.
They are awful looking. The monsters.
She wanted nothing to do with it. And same with Logan. Like, they were holding on to Tina. And, like, again, they only watched, like, 3 minutes of it. And I was like, I guess I'll finish it when you guys go to bed. Like, I thought you guys would love this one.
The one movie you could actually watch with them. And they're like, absolutely not.
Yeah, that I was, like, excited. Because usually when I watch the movies for the show, like, I have to stay up late the night before record just so I can get it in. And then this time I was like, fuck yeah, this is made for them. It's a Disney Channel movie. And yeah, they were terrified.
That's super fucking funny. Yeah, no, James, not a fan. Those monsters, though, like, they look like the fucking freaks from Basket Case 2. And that's, like, you know, that's not okay. Like, that's not a good, that I think we even mentioned it in Halloween Town, the first one. I think we were like, this is fucking alarming, these monsters. Like,
the costume design on both of those movies is honestly A+. I think we talked about it, or is either on the show or to each other, but, like, Disney should have made a hot, like, the during the month of October, like, they should incorporate Halloween Town somehow, because it's like
yeah,
a Harry Potter land, right? Like, they do a good job with that. It would have worked.
I think they fucked this up. I think they fucked this whole. Oh, sorry. Can you hear that? Fuck, that's annoying.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
My
phone. No, but I do want to say somebody messaged me, I guess, last week because I had windows open. I guess the crickets were really loud. So.
Oh shit!
First it was birds, then it was crickets. I don't know. I don't even live near a wooded area, so I apologize.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't. We barely edit. I mark the edits; they get edited, and then we throw it up. That's all we do. So, a fucking deal with the fucking crickets. Unless you guys want to hear the fucking phone version, which you heard a couple weeks ago. So, if you have any feedback on that, you know, shoot me a DM that I won't read. Love you guys. You guys are the best. Yeah, no, Halloween Town 2. Oh, and also, I just want to also, I can easily say this offline, but whatever. Hey, there is an edited version in the Ghostbusters, in the kids version, in the kids area of Plex. I manually edited all the curses out of it.
Oh, okay.
Just an FYI, it's available because I'm a lunatic. And I did that for James when he was little. Because I did the same thing where I was like, should I show him Ghostbusters? Like, I was fucking petrified of those fucking monsters, like those the dogs.
Zool.
Bro, those dogs, those dogs scared the shit out of me.
Dude, watching that now, it was stupidest looking dog.
My parents probably should have fucking locked me up. Like, they should have been like, what the
fuck? When it jumps out of the fridge, like, bounces.
What's wrong with this fucking kid? What are we raising right now? And even James, who's like, I mean, he's like, not, like, he loves, like, the idea of horror movies, but he's still a little scared. Was totally fine with Ghostbusters at a young age, like 3 or 4 years old. I forget how old it was. And I'm not somebody that shows him like weird shit. You know what I mean? Like I don't show him anything. So it was like a real fucking risk to show that. And he was like, this is the best. Like, what the fuck? How, why is this not terrifying to you? Cause I was fucking petrified.
Yeah. Guess it's the times.
It is, man. And it's something about like CGI too. I mean, like they've got cartoons now that are like, you know what I mean? Like fucking Sonic. Yeah, like
it's like evolution, right? Like they're just born into not accepting that bullshit from the 80s.
But on the flip of that, like there must be something that's crazy to them where they might think like if we showed them like realistic CGI dinosaurs, they might be like, "Wait, is that fucking a real dinosaur?" Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be the flip to that, which is like that CGI is so good now that it might confuse them about what is actually physically possible in the real world.
You're right.
But then again, like, I don't know. I could go back and forth on this forever because, like, why was I afraid? Like, whatever. Anyway, Halloween Town 2. It's a Disney movie.
It is.
If you can tell, I'm thrilled to talk about it. For any fun facts on this movie, I ended up having to end up on sites like fucking J14, which is like fucking Tiger Beat, basically. And it's like, now I'm like 100% on a fucking registry. Because they asked me my age, like the birth year to get onto the site, which I for some reason put my real birthday. And that's obviously flagged. It was a 36-year-old human being on J14. Reading about Halloween Town 2, dude, like I am on a list now, and it's all for this fucking movie, and I'm like really upset about it. Remember fucking Tiger Beat magazine?
I do.
That's fucking weird, dude. That's fucking weird that was a thing.
It is,
dude. Underage kid, like underage hunks, and like I think. I don't, was it all boys or was it like boys and girls? Was it like, I don't know.
But I'm not sure.
Underage hunks. Like that's, why was that fucking nationally published?
Yeah.
Like we want to see hot young boys. This is the magazine for you.
Fucking weird.
That is fucking weird. And if I were one of those celebrities' parents, I would have been like, if I were JTT's mom, I would have sued them all into fucking oblivion.
For sure.
Well, anyway.
Sure. Hey, actually, speaking on topic, because you know what? I had a bunch of things like I was hoping you felt the same. Like this might be a loosey goosey episode.
Oh, this is going to be real loosey goosey. Joe, nothing happens in this fucking movie. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Nothing happens in this fucking movie. I don't even know what the fucking plot. What is the problem in the movie? I don't even know. Anyway, you can continue.
I got that much, but I mean, it's just not. Again, we're almost 40, you know? So it's like, what am I supposed to say? Like, yeah, guy turned into frogs and he was Caliber's son. You know, good job, Disney. It worked when for kids. But yeah. So our disdain for Charlie Brown, I think it's documented on the show, right?
For sure.
Did I watch? So I don't usually watch the specials. I don't mind. I'll throw them a bone. I don't mind the Christmas one, right? So whatever the Christmas one's on, I think it's fine. I actually think the message for like the commercialism of Christmas is pretty spot on for a cartoon. That said, I never watched the Great Pumpkin one because I've never really I don't like Charlie Brown, so I'd never go out of my way to
really watch
it. Usually Tina watches it every year while I'm recording, so I dodged the bullet. We watched it with the kids. And again, Logan, He's going to be 3 in January. This is true. The kids are such pieces of shit, and they're so fucking mean to Charlie Brown. Like, they draw on the back of his head, and, like, Lucy. She's basically just like, fuck you, you stupid idiot. Like, at one point, Charlie's like, yeah, right, you just want me to kill myself. Like, because she's trying to trick him. And Logan was like, they're not nice. Like, that's what he said to me and Tina. And I'm like, yeah, Logan, you're 100% right. Like, these kids in this universe are the biggest fucking dickheads. And also, they go trick-or-treating, and, like, they're sharing what they got, and this fucking sad sack keeps getting rocks. Like, why is this... This is fucking ridiculous. This is honestly one of the more depressing specials I've ever seen. Kid's life sucks. And the whole Red Baron like fantasy that Snoopy has. Oh, why is that? So why is that weird. In there?
That's so fucking
World War II fighting. That's so German. Yo, that's just shooting down Germans. What the fuck is happening?
That's so weird. And that was unrelatable even when the special came out. Oh my god, fuck, I'm crying. Dude, I completely agree with you. And to me, there's an element of Christmas that's always a little bit sad, a little bit depressing. And maybe that's me, I don't know. There's an element to Christmas. Like, I prefer my Christmas music sad. I love a sad Christmas song. It's fucking great. Dude, fucking, what was it? What's the song that I fucking love? I'm sorry, I drank a little too much. Fuck, I can't think of it. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
Like
that's a sad song.
That's a sad fucking song. It's my favorite Christmas song of all time. So, like, I have this affinity towards, like, sad Christmas shit. And, like you said, of all the Christmas, all of the Charlie Brown stuff, the Christmas one I can tolerate. And it's probably, though, because it's kind of fucking sad.
It's somber. Yeah, it's a fucking piece of shit tree. Yeah. But that's his MO, and like, why is that marketed to us? The fucking bunch of sad sack. Nothing goes right for this fucking kid. But there's never a moral of like, yeah, nothing goes right, you know, but you'll get through. Like, no, it doesn't get better. Everyone's still a piece of shit for it. Yo, everything still sucks.
Nothing good happens to Charlie.
Maybe that is the message. Like, nothing, life sucks and then you die.
Nothing good ever happens to Charlie Brown. Bro, even the fucking tree, like, it doesn't end with them being like, oh, the tree grew into a beautiful tree, or somebody donated a better tree. They're just like, this is what we've been given. This is what we have to live with now. So just embrace it. Just fucking throw a blanket on it and fucking accept what we've been given. No, yeah. And like you said, I don't watch The Great Pumpkin ever. Like, I do not like it. It is not fun. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre.
Remember when we did the Simpsons Treehouse Great Pumpkin?
Now that's the shit that we
should be doing. That was looking good.
Instead of Disney, we should be doing Simpsons. We fucked up. I think that's what we started with, honestly. I think that's how we started. We were like going to go do all of them. Dude, that Simpsons Great Pumpkin was great. What?
Is that what we were doing?
I'm pretty sure that's what we did.
Is that crazy? We were in our fucking 20s when we were doing our first Halloween.
That's...
Now here we are, almost 40, doing Disney Channel originals.
We're like, you know what the people want to hear? They want to hear about Halloween Town 2. By the way, I don't know this for sure. I know the number, but I don't know it for sure. Last week's episode on Halloween 5, if not the most... one of the highest downloads ever in a single fucking day.
Nice.
It is insane. Nice. In a single fucking day.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I did want to shout out people who've been down with us from day one, but are like at the risk of sounding cocky. Hopefully people know me by now that I don't mean it like that. But like, people messaging us and being like, that was your best episode to date. Like, to know that people feel that about us, you know, what, 7 years in?
Yeah.
It's a fucking great feeling that, like, we could still turn out, like, what people consider our best material right now. So thank you for all that feedback and the love for that last episode.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. And I didn't even like, you know, I don't check the statistics all that often, but I was on there today and I was like, wait, what the fuck? It was an enormous spike for Halloween 5. Nice. So we will kill that momentum with Halloween Town 2. maybe I'll just erase the town from the name so people think it's Halloween 2 and tune in. Possible what I'll do. Maybe I'll put it in parentheses or something. Trick the algorithm.
Well, since we're going to be so loosey-goosey and we've already been babbling for, 40 minutes and barely talked, we've just said the title a bunch of times. Did you watch the footage that was unearthed of Halloween 5?
Oh, so you sent that over, and we did talk about the Dr. Death deleted scenes on the show.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah.
we did mention it. So the scene, that just dropped, right? Because they were talking about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I did. What did you think of it?
Okay. I kind of fucked with it, man. So here's the thing. We talked about it on Halloween 5, and we now know that the director had no clue what he was doing. So to put that in a movie with no assurance that there was going to be a follow-up and no real plan – yeah, it's fucking idiotic. Yeah, they should have cut that. Like, if I was the producer on Halloween 5 and nobody had ever brought up Halloween 6 and I saw them put in that scene, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Have you ever watched a Halloween movie before? But now knowing that part 6 exists and that there's the Thorn universe, I think it's appropriate. So again, we said it last week. I think it makes me like part 6 better because those guys were like, well, we just got to tie this together.
Yeah.
And fucking did. So in that universe with what we have now, yeah, I fucking like that. I like that a lot.
That absolutely should have been left in. That to take that out is honestly insane. To fucking, you got to tie fucking something up. I do want to shout out to real quick, Bobby
Lobash. Dude, you read my fucking mind.
That boy sent me a picture of his Thorn tattoo, and I appreciate him. And hopefully he did not feel upset. Dude,
it looked new.
It looked brand new. Wait, did he do it because of the episode?
Bobby, holler at us, because that was how I interpreted it. Because he said something about like. Where's his fucking message? Let me pull that shit up. I thought he got it after. That might be taking too much credit, but
that would
regardless.
Be amazing. That would be
fucking DJ amazing. Funky Spoons has it. He sent it in one of those photos that you can't see again. But Bobby, holler at us. Regardless, thanks for sharing that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And I don't think we even like shit on the Thorn idea. I think we were more making fun of like...
Oh, I said I liked
the Thorn. Yeah, like, I think it was more of an issue of like they just made it up on the spot.
No, that is issue. Like I said it at the start of last week's episode. I legitimately believe the Halloween universe is my favorite universe in film. Like it's so insane. And honestly, even though I didn't like 2018, the fact that there's so many multiverses of Michael Myers now is fucking awesome. So, I like the Thorns, the Cult of Thorns.
Dude, like, just like, I don't know, like, even the 2018 one, the only ones I would leave out are probably Rob Zombies. I really don't lump them into it for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, but they can be their own multiverse, right?
So they are, yeah.
Spider-Man and Marvel have... pretty much change cinema in that aspect. Whether you like those movies or not, the fact that there could be a multiverse just opens up the door for everything.
Yeah.
So just kind of just saying that word out loud is just like, well, okay, like these movies can all exist then.
And you just make a mess. You make a mess and be like, no, it's a different
universe. Yeah. Rob Zombies, you know, it didn't exist here.
Not all universes are made equal. But the 2018 one, like, I genuinely, like, I don't know what this is, Joe. I don't know what to say. But I just have lately been feeling, like, a little bit like, I kind of like it. I'm fine with it in this universe. I do. I do like it.
That's fine. That's fair. You know, I didn't like it rewatching it last year for the show. I'm probably not ever going to like it rewatching it. But I do want to be clear. Like, I'm rooting for it. Like, I'm rooting for Halloween Kills to be awesome. These are my favorite. Halloween is my favorite movie ever. This is my favorite universe. So, like, I want Halloween Kills to be good.
Also,
nothing would make me happier. It's not going to be, but nothing would make me happier.
Real quick, before we get into this, we did just get a message too from a fan that said, because Reagan posted something about that we're doing Halloween Town 2, and somebody was like, no way. I just listened to the Halloween Town episode. This is Kari Grahalski. She said, I just listened to the Halloween Town episode again today, and you said no more Disney movies.
No, I have that clip lined up, man. I have your audio, which I think it was Alibaba. Yeah, of course it was. The fucking horror show librarian, historian. I have a clip lined up for Tuesday. You are explicitly clear that we are not doing this again.
That's so fucking funny. Because I even booked this without asking you. I wasn't like, hey, should we do Halloween Town 2? I sent you the list, and Halloween Town 2 was right here on the top of the month.
Yeah, that's why like I was surprised, because I kind of thought – like you were against them, but I love the Disney originals, so I wasn't gonna argue it. I should have. Yeah, go ahead. I think we've learned our lesson. I think we're on the same page.
All right.
I think we're due for like a more laid back episode anyway. So it all works out.
For sure. And although I do want to say this, I'm interested in Scream Team. I'm interested in Scream Team, but maybe I'll preview it first.
Oh, all right, fine. Let's do it. Actually, now you said that, because the Disney Plus shows like related things.
Yeah.
And there was one with Tommy Davidson.
That's Scream Team.
Is that Scream Team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We're doing a Scream Team.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we'll be back next year for Scream Team. Scream Team, dude. So, okay, on the cover of Scream Team, I want to get this straight out. On the cover of Scream
Team, are they using Jim Varney's face?
Joe, oh my god, James. So me and James, that's so funny. Me and James literally just finished Ernest Scared Stupid today, which I've never heard James laugh so hard in my life, which cracks me up about that. Anyway, just finished Ernest Scared Stupid. He's cruising through Plex. Sees Scream Team and he goes, oh, is that Ernest?
And okay, I was like, okay, I'm so happy right now. Because I was like, Tina, holy shit, there's an Ernest movie that I've never heard of, like a Jim Varney movie. And then I was looking through the cast and like Jim Varney is not listed anywhere. And I went back, and again, it was late night and I'd been indulging a little bit. So, I went back like multiple times and like staring at the cover, like 1 a.m. be like, that's fucking, what am I looking at? That's fucking Jim Varney, right?
You know, he looks just like fucking Ernest in that picture. And to be fair, guys, Tommy Davidson is like tinted like blue, like a ghost. I think he's a ghost in the movie. I don't know. But he's tinted like a ghost in the...
Wait, that's
like,
Tommy Davidson?
Yes.
No.
Yes, that's Tommy Davidson.
Who we're thinking is Jim Varney is Tommy Davidson?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, that's Tommy. Dude. Pull up Tommy Davidson.
I'm speechless.
He's like tinted like light blue, like the ghost hue, but yes, that is Tommy Davidson in Scream Team. If you pull it up, that is what he looks like. He's a parachuter, probably a dead one, but
jeez.
He looks just like Jim Varney. It's crazy. Oh man, I'm fucking crying. All right. So should we talk about Halloween Town 2? Also, before we start this, two other fun facts. Cal and Marnie are like in a long-term relationship to this day. Cal, you guys will learn, is the son of Calabar from the first one. He's the main villain in this film, if you want to call it that. And they are dating in real life now.
How about that?
Look at that. Also, the Sanderson sisters' costumes from Hocus Pocus were recycled in this film and can be seen on three actresses at the end of the movie when the gray spell is broken.
Interesting.
Kind of cool. And that's it. That's all I got for fun facts. Disney is, you know, Loctite. Although I did think it was crazy because while I was searching for this, I found people like on YouTube that are so angry about this. The one that really stood out was, it says Halloween Town 2 is a, and this is all capitalized, tragic excuse for a sequel. And I'm, and again, in all caps, mad about it. That is the most insane YouTube headline I'd ever seen. I was like, holy shit. Dude, this video is 49 minutes long.
Wow.
And he is just so mad.
So what's he so mad about?
Joe, I didn't watch it. Are you... I started it and I was like, I can't listen to this. This is fucking nuts. Because he's like...
Was he in our age group?
Yes, he's like in our age group. And he is fucking furious. He's like, I started this movie and oh my God, I was so upset.
Okay. So here's the thing. I found myself kind of guilty. So I like Halloween Town 2. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But like when I do this shit for the show, I try and, you know, pay more attention and look at it at a different eye than I would if it was just on. Like,
right.
Watched it last year. I just watched it to enjoy it. I like looking at the monsters. Like really looking at it. I start thinking and I'm like, they established you need this special bus like Harry Potter to go to Halloween Town. Yeah. Right? But then you, there's also a portal that you could just go through. So why is there the bus and why did you incorporate the portal? And then like, you don't need that portal because they also established you can make your own at some point. And then also everyone in the town can also just time travel, right? It's like, all this is happening in this movie. And like, I'm like, well, look at these fucking plot holes. And then I'm like, I'm fucking a grown man. Of course they didn't think about it. Like, why would they fucking care? Think an 8-year-old is going to put that together? So like, I was picking apart this, like, look at these fucking idiots in these plot holes. Yeah, no shit, there's fucking plot holes. Because the target audience is for kids who are just learning how to read and spell and, like, piece things together. So that's inherently the problem with us doing this. It's like, yeah, there's shit to pick apart. No kidding. Like, it's not for me.
I'm fucking crying. It's true. It's so true. I my moment for that clarity was the CGI fly at the end of the movie. There's a CGI fly. And I was like, this CGI is terrible. Yeah, no shit. It's a Disney fucking original movie made in like, I don't even know what year it was made. Like what, 98 or is it?
No, 2001. 20 years.
2001. And I'm like, wow, this CGI is, look at this fly. There's clipping. There's clipping in the CGI on this fly. And I didn't even write it, but I was like about to. And I was like, what? Why? Why do I write that? Why would I fucking write that? That's fucking madness.
Fuck. And it's not even a Disney movie. It's a Disney Channel movie.
Right. Right.
They're not even getting the funding that a Disney movie
would. No. Like, no. And they actually said, I actually, through my reading, they were talking about, the reading was so funny. It was like you can find articles that are like the 20 most insane facts about Halloween Town that you'll ever read, which is nuts. But one of them was that it started out as like a big budget movie. Like it was supposed to be $40 million. And then it was supposed to be like NBC produced. I don't know. And then Disney got it and was like, we'll give you $3 million. Which even that is kind of insane for this. But, I mean, they did basically create, like, when they go to Greytown, all I could think about was how much money it cost to paint everything fucking gray. Because it's not CGI.
Yeah.
They just painted everything in a room fucking gray. It's fucking, that was probably the entire budget. But one of the top, and this is on multiple sites, craziest facts about Halloween Town 2, was Benny Benny the taxi driver is a skeleton, guys. Just an FYI, if you haven't seen the first one, Benny is a taxi driver. He's a skeleton. The crazy fact about Halloween Town is Benny the skeleton is a robot. That's, dude, I swear to God, Google it. Google, like, Halloween Town facts. That pops up. It's like, can you believe that? Is this serious right now? Of course he's a robot. He's a fucking skeleton that just talks. There's nothing. What are we saying? This is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Benny is, like, my favorite character from the first one. And giving him flesh in this one, why does it make him such a fucking mope? Dude. Benny in the first one is the most energetic, like, outgoing character. And in this one, he's just like, well, hey.
It's because the gray makes you the opposite of what you are.
Oh, you're right, right.
So, like, more the goblin that steals shit is now, like, organized.
You're right.
So that's why. But here's my problem with that. And again, like, we're analyzing a kid's movie. So just, like, fucking deal with it. It's fine. My problem with the Benny thing was, like, I think they identified that Benny was, like, a fan favorite, right? Because, like, they made sure to, like, pay a lot of attention to him in this. And it's not the Benny we know, so it's, like, the least satisfying thing you've ever seen in your life. But they, like, kept going back to this, like, grayscale Benny, and you're like, no, like... Like, you should have had, like, because the rules do not apply throughout this movie. So, they should have just made Benny a fucking skeleton.
I agree.
Because, like, how did the stupid goblin, he just snaps out of his spell.
All right, so let's talk about Luke for a second. So, Luke was he wasn't the main villain in the first one, but he was... Like the aide, the dickhead.
He was like a young, impressionable. He's like,
right.
He's like the bad kid from Karate Kid, right? Like, he's not the main bad guy. The coach is the bad guy, right?
Correct. Yeah. That's a good comparison. Kreese is the bad guy. Billy Zabka is like pitched as the villain because he's just a young, impressionable kid.
Right.
You nailed it. And he's supposed to, in the first one. Again, it's weird to say because he's like 14, but he's supposed to be like the bad boy, like, you know, like a heartthrob, like you talk about Tiger Beat kind of thing. Yeah. And that's how he's like acting towards Marnie. I really hate talking about a kid movie now. And then at the end, we find out he's a goblin and he did all this so like he would be good looking and like people would like him and like having him around. The effect, I'm going somewhere with this, I'm not just rambling. The effects at the end of Halloween Town when he goes back to his goblin form are fucking disgusting, right? He's just a big nose, disgusting freak. He's just like, well, I don't think anyone would like me. And you're like, yeah, no shit. I would never even like stand in a room with you. You're fucking disgusting. That said, he is somehow, I'm being serious here, he's somehow 1,000 times more disgusting in this movie, and he looks normal. Like I don't understand. I don't understand what they did. Like his big red hair, his face and his nose, like prosthetic that they used in the first one, was so much bigger and so much more exaggerated. And they didn't have it for this one. He literally looks normal except for like his hair, and he's 1,000 times more disgusting. I can't even like look at him when he's on the screen. Would you agree with that?
I would, and I was about to make the same joke that, like, it's not a joke, I mean, it's just an observation. Like, he's wearing, like, 75% less makeup, and somehow just appalling looking. oh my god, that's fucking funny as fuck. dude, and he has these, like, he has like zero lines in most of this movie.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy. It's actually crazy. It was alarming to me. Like, it was more than halfway through when I realized he's just responding to people being like, yeah, I guess so. You're like, wait, what the fuck? He eventually like talks a little more at the end, but he's very limited on screen, which is kind of weird because he's introduced as like, oh my god, thank god Luke's here. So I don't know what to say.
oh, by the way, I just moved my table a little bit and it kind of made a sound, so if, you know,
So if all the people complaining about crickets, they'll complain about a table now. So you got something else to cry about, you fuck.
this is one person, and they were super nice, and they were not complaining.
Hey, you fucking like stew nods. Hey, so, I've been listening.
I do not want to make that person feel bad. They were completely respectful and just made an observation.
I've been watching a lot of Sopranos. Hey, you fucking stew nod. Hey, you fucking... There, you know what's crazy about the Sopranos? We really need to talk about the movie that we're supposed to talk about. One thing, though. No, I'm not. I'm not going to say it. It's fine. Let's talk about Halloween Town 2.
What I loved about Halloween Town 2?
What?
When they put that fucking stupid face on inanimate objects.
Oh, yeah, that was the best. My favorite was when it was on the block.
Dude, the block is the best one. Talking about the CGI for the fly, whatever they used there, was that CGI? Was that prosthetics?
Yes, I don't know. Of course.
It looked fucking stupid. Whatever it was.
It was insane. By the way, I thought for sure you were going to be like, you know what my favorite part of Halloween Town 2 was when Paulie Walnuts put a fucking hit out on this fucking guy. No, the CGI is fucking insane. It's nuts. So Halloween Town 2, let's fucking talk about it. So they recap part one, which I honestly did not remember at all. So thank you for the recap, but also doesn't really matter whatsoever. Marnie, our lead, is still trying to be a witch. She's on Ghoul Chat, which
people hate Marnie, by the way.
People hate
her. I get messages, dude, hate her. I get messages from listeners who are like, Marnie's the fucking biggest piece of shit. Marnie's not that fucking bad.
I don't mind Marnie.
I mean, she's kind of an ungrateful shit in the first one, but in this one, she's totally fine, right?
I think she's pretty cute, too, like current day. Not like, I'm not looking at like a little kid Marnie saying that. Like, I looked at her Instagram today to confirm she was still dating Cal.
Soap opera. Tina, that's how Tina recognizes her.
I don't have an issue with Marnie, but it is interesting because they wrote her. No, I'm sorry. They replaced her in the fourth movie. And Disney claimed it was because schedules wouldn't work. And then Marnie came out like, dude, you want to cross the fucking mouse? You fucking bozo. It's all you do. But she fucking crossed the mouse, dude. She was like, no, they wrote me off. I don't know why. My schedule was completely available and they blew me off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit. Well, you're definitely not getting any more work now. You're gone. But like, I mean, if a lot of Disney fans hate Marnie, I mean, they probably know better than, you know what I mean? Like the mouse ain't going to make a mistake. The mouse doesn't make mistakes.
Fucking mouse. referring to Disney as the mouse. Brilliant. When I was in Florida for work, we had to take an Uber everywhere, obviously, because we flew down. And the Uber driver, the first one that we had, could be like, you wanted me to take you to the mouse house? And like, it took me like four times of her saying that to realize what she was talking about. I was like, what the fuck? Is that a restaurant? Like, oh, you're talking about Disney World. Just say fucking Disney World, the mouse house.
And Mouse House is a little weird. Her screen name on Ghoul Chat is Half and Half, which cracked me up because, you know, I think it's a reference to her being half a witch, right?
That's correct. She's half human, half witch. We talked about it on the first one.
Yes.
Harry Potter took so much from this.
Dude, it's insane.
Half muggle. Come on, man.
Dude, Harry Potter owes them some fucking dough for real. And can I be honest? The fact that no one in Harry Potter had a fucking phone or laptop is fucking stupid. It's dumb and it's stupid. Marnie's got a computer here. Even when Harry Potter was home, he had like, granted he was locked in a fucking staircase, but these kids, they should have cell phones and laptops, but none of them are using them. I think a more sophisticated Halloween Town would be awesome. That's all I'm going to say.
You want to reboot it?
I'm not going to say it's going to be better than Harry Potter, but it is.
A claim I can get behind.
We also get our first spooky, ghouly face in the background. just like kind of floating above Marnie's shoulder. Which is great. Mom and grandma are still fighting in this one. What's the grandma's name? I forget her real name. Debbie Harris, right?
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds. Oh, yeah. Debbie Harris is Blondie.
Yeah, she's Carrie Fisher's mom.
Yes, yes. And I guess that's how she like introduced herself to all the kids in this movie. She was like, I'm Princess Leia's mom. And they were probably all like, I don't know what you're talking about. but the mom and grandma are still fighting about the same shit, but like not really, because like they're hosting a Halloween party and the mom's like, it's time for bobbing for apples. That's something you'd expect at a Halloween party. And yep. The kids are like, oh, for Christ's sake. And the fucking Debbie Reynolds is like, oh, great job, idiot. And the mom's like, give me a fucking break. It is like, it's so, there's so much tension around this bobbing for apples thing. And it's just like, wait, what? This seems pretty normal. And I think that's like,
it's so weird to go that angle because like it made sense in the first one.
Right.
Because Debbie Reynolds lived in Halloween Town. She only came to visit once a year. And the mom didn't want the kids knowing that she's a witch. And at the end of the first one, the mom is like, you know what? Grandma's coming to live with us forever. So
yeah.
what's the point of fighting now?
And now they're still just like, Jesus, bobbing for fucking apples.
Do people still do that?
Bobbing for apples?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I figured, I actually, when I wrote that line down, I was like, I feel like Joe's going to be like, bobbing for apples is fucking stupid. And I agree.
Well, I'm not opposed to it. I've only seen one person do it, and it was Trevor at O'Cone's house. The kid almost drowned to death, but also it was because he was Trevor. That's the only time I've ever seen it in person.
Wait, you've never done it?
Have I ever bobbed for apples?
Yeah.
No, dude, I would just go fucking eat an apple. I'm not bobbing for it.
Bro, we have to go.
I'm not doing it. I'm not bobbing for fucking apples.
I am going to talk to Tina because I'm going to bring them over. I'm going to bring them over and we are going to bob, baby.
All right, fine. Before the live show?
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Dude, bring Paul. Paul will probably
No, dude, let's just show up to Paul's house unannounced to live stream a bobbing for apple fest.
Make sure Mike's invited. He would fly up to do that, I feel like.
I think he would too.
He definitely would.
Poor Rachel, Paul's wife, looking out our window and be like, men on our lawn fucking sticking their heads in a bucket in a trough.
Trying to catch apples that they could just easily eat.
Yeah, I mean, that's my problem with bobbing for apples. Like,
oh my God.
Fucking attention whore for 2 seconds. Go eat an apple.
Oh my God. Why is that so funny? Yeah, she's really upset about it though. She, you know. They really fucked this up. We also get introduced to this Adrian Brody lookalike, who I don't know who it is, but I'm just going to credit him as Adrian Brody the rest of this. And his son, Cal.
Yes.
Now, they also
new in the neighborhood.
Yes, yes.
And they just show up at this house and they're like, hey, we just moved in and saw a party, which is the most insane Dude, I would call the police. These fucking psychopaths just moved down the street and they're in my house because I saw people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fucking nuts. That's nuts. And it's even more nuts that they're like, here's some green sherbet. And she's like, oh, thanks. And he's like, it's green and delicious. And she's like, oh, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, it's definitely green. And she's like, okay, and he's like, make sure everyone eats it. I thought that was going to be a plot point.
I mean, maybe because he's frogs.
I thought it was going to be Trolls 2 type of plot point. And guess what? It's not. It doesn't do anything. I thought it was going to morph everyone. It doesn't do shit.
You're right.
Yeah, so we got Adrian Brody. We got Cal the kid, who is buttering up Marnie hardcore. You know.
Yeah.
As she does. I'm sorry, I lost my part of my notes. That's what I'm trying to... Oh. So, she's buttering up Marnie, and Marnie decides... Well, oh, so Marnie decides to give this gal a tour of the house. And, like, gives... Not this gal, this guy. and the mom... And she shows her bedroom, and the kid's like, oh, this is so ordinary. This doesn't look like your room. And she's like, yeah, my mom is ordinary. And he's like, oh, she's the boss, huh? Dude, you guys are 14 years old, Cal. Of course the mom's the fucking boss, you fucking 14-year-old Nick pervert, you fucking weirdo. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking weirdo. Yeah, I guess your mom runs the house, huh? Yeah. Yeah, because I am a child. but then Marnie's like, hey, want to see something crazy? Which is, like, very uncharacteristic of the character.
Thank you. The entire first movie, Marnie has, like, the biggest head on her. I mean, the brother is, like, the brains of the house, but Marnie's not a fucking idiot. And she spends, like, most of the first movie protecting her grandmother's identity. And, like, why would she do this now?
It's insane. She's like, hey, you want to see something crazy? And then just fucking opens up a fucking door to grandma's secret lair, where Cal, of course, steals the spell book by shrinking it and putting it in his pocket. There's some notes online that say Cal improvised his first spell. That's... That would be impressive, except Cal was like, oh, yeah, by the way, that's a German song that I just learned a few weeks ago. So that's not improvisation. It's just stealing. Also, imagine Disney. And he was like, boy, I was really scared that they were going to, you know, find out I didn't have a spell that I developed for that. Dude, I would be more scared that Disney was going to find out it was a copywritten song and that we were everyone was fucking sued.
For sure.
Well, back at the home, grandma needs to go back to Halloween Town because her candy bag ain't working.
Right.
Because the candy bag, you know, it's connected to her house. So they got to go check out what's going on.
And that's why, I think the first one works so much better because it's, I guess, just better written, right? Like, they find out the grandmother's a witch, they sneak into the town, and then everything seems normal, but there's a more nefarious plan. This one is just like, candy bag stops working, so they go there and then immediately get introduced to this guy's idiot face on a wall.
And it's crazy because, like, they are so adamant about not going to Halloween Town in the beginning of this movie. Like, grandma's like, I don't ever want to go back because I miss it so much. And, like, going back for a day isn't worth it because I'll just never want to come back. And you're like, oh, man, that's, like, serious shit. And then she's like, well, got to go back. The candy bag doesn't work. We can't drive to CVS down the street. So she's like, all right, we got to go back to fucking Halloween Town. And they do, but everyone is gray and boring and human.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a thing. Luke is a human. They see him. They reveal the cast that there's been a spell cast on the entire town, and then Cal shows up as a giant brick cube. With his face on it. It's the dumbest shit. Dude, Cal is the fucking pits. Cal sucks. Cal sucks so bad in this fucking... He is just dog doo-doo. Dude, there's a scene later on that cracks me up. You know what? I'm going to fucking talk about it now because it made me laugh so fucking hard. There's a moment. It's later on. Cal shows up as, again, an inanimate object, this time as a fireplace. His face is just kind of overlaid over a fireplace. And he, I gotta find what he says because it fucking made me laugh so hard. But he's like, so Cal shows up, he's in the fireplace and he's talking to Marty. And he has both the books and it's whatever. And Cal goes, yeah, I knew your grandma lost that book. So I went and grabbed it. And the grandma's like, hey, that's not true because I lost it before you were born. And no one even responds to that. They just are like, and then they just keep talking about something else. Like, even the characters are poking holes in their own story in this movie. Being like, well, that's not true. And he's like, well, anyway, good luck.
I love it.
It's fucking insane. So everyone's gray. Luke is gray. And they realize it was a trap. The Cal's a giant cube and reveals it was him all along, which we all know. We've known that basically forever. Right. And Marnie's like, wait a minute, Calabar, I should have known when you gave me the rose. Marnie, his name's fucking the, like, Cal.
Yeah, great point. I don't know why we didn't talk about that already. The least subtle thing of all time. A stranger showing up, his name's Cal, and you'd be like, hey, remember that time 2 years ago some guy tried to murder us all named Calabar?
And this guy shows up named Cal wearing all black, giving me a... Bro, I should have known when he gave me that... Dude, Marnie, stop it. His name is Cal. That red flags everywhere. It was honestly so stupid that I was like, oh, is Marnie... I thought he, like, hypnotized Marnie at the beginning. Like, when she shows him the door, I was like, oh, she's hypnotized. And then I realized, no, it's not true.
I mean, that would make sense. They should have written that in. That's why they were allowed in a fucking stranger's house. She showed him their grandmother's deep, dark secrets. But...
Oh, my God. And then the saddest of all the human monsters, the monsters turned to humans, it's fucking Benny, who's just played by the biggest fucking doofus I've ever seen in my life. And he drives slow now because he used to drive fast.
Yeah.
Also, Luke becomes a goblin again, and I don't know why.
Right, because everybody reverts back to, like, human form, right?
Not only does everyone revert back to human form, but even fucking grandma's like, oh, well, I'm turning gray now. How is Luke immune to this?
Yeah, and grandma says something along the lines of, like, your mother will probably be next, and then you, to Marnie. So Luke's been there, and also we've seen Luke in human form. In this movie, actually, he's in human form at one point, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he was the entire beginning of the movie. He's a mopey gray human. And he just suddenly becomes not... Dude, Marnie shows up on screen and is like, guys, Luke's a goblin again.
And again, like I said in the beginning, he does not even look an iota as, like, over-exaggeratedly repulsive as he does at the end of that first one. But he's somehow way more disgusting. It's just long matted back red hair and his stupid face. I hate it so much.
It's fucking amazing. Dude, when she shows up, she's like, Grandma, did you do this? And she's like, no. And that's the end of that conversation. Luke's just back, baby. Oh my god. And Luke again, like, doesn't really say much. He's just like, yeah, I guess so. How? What? And most on screen time with no lines I've ever seen. So Granny has lost her spell book. So they decide to go to Gort, who is a goblin who steals, like, shit.
Gort.
Dude, Gort fucking acting his ass off in this movie. That guy fucking was awesome. And Gort, the idea of the Gort goblin was fucking dope. Like, I loved when Debbie Reynolds is explaining it and she's like, you know, when you, like, put down, like, an earring and it fucking goes missing, like, that's fucking Gort. And I was like, that's fucking dope.
Yeah.
I love that shit. And, like, that's, like, more in line with that, like, Harry Potter mythos of, like, things that happen in the real world that, like, there's no explanation for, right? I'm like, that's tight. But that's all we get out of Gort, really, in this movie. And Gort is now a boring old businessman in a suit. So that's that. And Granny gets overtaken by the spell and then wants to fold socks for the rest of the movie. I don't know how to fucking talk about this fucking thing. Folding socks the rest of the movie until the end, but whatever. And then they're also locked in Gort's house, like they can't leave. And that's when Cal shows back up in the fireplace, and again, it isn't saying much, right? Like, no one is really saying much about anything. Like,
no. And the fact that Cal reveals himself within the, like, that first scene when they're back in Halloween Town makes it so much less anticlimactic. Like, he's just immediately like, hey, by the way, I'm this guy, and that's it. Like, why wouldn't he reveal that at the very end, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he constantly keeps revealing shit that he should not reveal. Like, throughout it. Like, dude.
Yeah. Why is he even showing up in those objects?
Joe, the end of the movie, the climax of the movie is him holding out both things that they need in his two hands, being like, bet you can't get them. Like, not putting up a fight, and then she just takes them from
him. Reminds me of in the Jackass movie when Johnny Knoxville is in the old man prosthetics. He's like, bet you won't cross this line. And then the guy immediately crosses over. He just keeps drawing a new one.
Dude, it's the same bit. But unintentional, where it's just like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's like, oh, so basically what has happened is, Granny had an extra spell book that she lost, like, 500 years ago, and she doesn't know where it is. So that was what they're looking for, to reverse the spell of the gray spell, because her normal book got stolen. So she was like, oh, I have this spare one, but it got lost. We can find it at Gort's house. So the rest of the movie is them trying to find this spell book, but it's revealed here that he has the spell book. So he's like, we got both of them. So fuck off. And like, that's where you're just like,
so why does any of
nothing,
right? Why does any of this exist? He's already won.
Joe, what is he even planning? Dude, my favorite part is it's revealed the big plan of Calabar's son is he has turned all the monsters into humans, and then he's going to turn all the humans into monsters. What good does that do? He's left with the same number of both. What the fuck? Why even bother? What are we doing? Oh, I'm going to turn all these ones into humans. What a fucking nightmare. Honestly, that is the best villain I've ever heard of, because that's a fucking headache.
I was just going to say, that is chaos in its purest form.
Everyone's so confused, being like, why did you do this? Ugh, wouldn't you like to know my dad? No, this isn't, I don't think this is what your dad had in mind.
No, that is pure villainy. I guess my question is just, like, he already has accomplished his goal. Yeah. From the fucking get-go. He's already won. What is he doing?
He's won. He'll spend the next 30 minutes appearing on inanimate objects being like, bitch, you can't figure this out. And then ultimately at the end being like, can you take him out of my hands? And she does. And she fucking does. Actually, you know what? This might be the best.
I was just going to say, I'm back on board with doing Disney movies.
Oh my God. By the way, there's like a whole story going on with the sister and the brother that is so boring that I didn't take a single note on it. They keep cutting back to them and they're just, I don't even know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. Oh my God. It's fucking amazing. So Cal reveals all of that information. And also we learn Adrian Brody is in fact a golem. Made of frogs. And this is revealed by the youngest daughter who's reading a coloring book and is like, I think that guy's a golem. Because you saw a frog and he's wearing a frog costume. And they're like, oh shit, that's enough information to fucking bust this dude. Actually, the brother...
Turns out she's right.
The brother who... the brother who was super annoying in the first one... is the most level-headed human being in this one. And is just constantly like, I fucking hate my life. He says so many, like, well-rounded
things. Have you ever seen anybody age more in a three-year span?
I didn't think he was the same fucking guy. He's like 37 in this movie. They must have all been at that... Well, except Marnie, who looks exactly the same. But everyone else... they must have all just been right before puberty, and then 2 years went by, and then they just fucking lifted off. Because this dude is, like, a man now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is even better, because he's, like, in a fucking Disney movie, being like, trying to be a kid. Oh, my God. Cal's got a plan to turn everyone into monsters on Earth. Luke and Marnie, they got to go it alone because they got to use a spell to go back in time. And Grandma's gray. So they use a spell. The first one, they go back 5 minutes. They're like, that's wrong. Then they go back to caveman times. Classic bit. And then they go to the right time. Which, it seems like a big jump because she's saying the same shit every time. So, that's terrifying, honestly. And she finds Cal, who's just there. And Cal's like, oh, by the way, hope your mom's having a good time. And that's it. And that's all we get from Cal there. Even though it's a 5-minute scene. And there's a lot more talking than that. But that's the bit of it. And Marnie's like, what are you going to do? What do you think he's going to fucking do? He already told you what he was going to do. He's going to turn her into a fucking monster. Also, why do Marnie's spells work?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's hard to poke fun at this movie, right? It is a kid's movie. I get it. But, like, it's just the most inconsistent thing I've ever fucking seen.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to pick fun at it. But also, give me a fucking break. At least put some thought into it, right?
Right.
Like, and you've seen kids' movies that work.
Right.
You don't have to be that fucking lazy.
And that's actually a good point, because actually a fan of the show I was talking to kind of said the same thing, because I was talking about how bad this movie was. And I was like, kids' movies are the fucking worst. And they were like, well, what about something like Coraline? And I was like, well, like, yeah, no, that... I guess I don't even consider that a kid's movie because it's just, like, good. It's just good, right? But, like, these are almost insulting to children's intelligence. Then again, like, your point is, like, this is made for people that are just learning to read and write. And, like, that's a great way to put it. Like, we know that movies are all based on, like, what? Like, four stories, right? 4 or 5 stories or whatever it says. Like,
yeah.
And like, we know all of that. We've seen a million movies, but like, there's kids out there that are like, probably like, holy fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This is like, they're not even thinking about Marnie having spells work. But like, that bothers me a little bit that they do that to kids. Cause like, as you said, your kids watched fucking Ghostbusters and were like, this fucking rips. So like, just don't do that. Just make something good for everybody to enjoy.
Well, again, I'm not down on this movie. That's true. I think this movie is fine. And I watch Halloween Town and Halloween Town 2 every year. And I have since 1998 and 2001. I just think they're like mindless. There you go. I think they're mindless, fun Halloween movies. So when you start to pick it apart, then you're going to be like, holy fuck, what am I watching?
Yeah, what is Hal doing?
In his pure, in his purest form, it's perfectly entertaining.
Right.
But as art, for lack of a better word, as film, it fucking sucks. This is not cinema. This fucking blows.
That's very true. That's very true. What was I going to say? Fuck, I had something to say. I can't remember now. So anyway, they go back in time, and they go to a time when they could get the spell book before Cal does, right? And bro, fucking Gort, go actor in this movie. Because Gort, obviously, this is pre-Cal, so he doesn't understand. Can't figure out why this girl showed up and wants this book so bad. And she's like, listen, Calabar's son's going to show up and he's going to tidy up your house. And this motherfucker is like, what? Most acting I've seen in the movie. He's so furious. And that's... that's it. And this setup lasts 10 minutes of them basically trying to find a book. They can't find it. A lot of silliness. But ultimately revealing all this is for nothing because Cal got the book 50 years before this. And I think Gort is the one that reveals. He's like, you know what? Actually, he got that book like 50 years ago. Which is great. And then they're stuck in Gort's house a fucking again, which is just a theme. And then Gort is like, oh, yeah, you know what? You guys should probably just use this timeline that I got from somebody. And they're like, what? He's like, yeah, just walk through that door. You go to any time you want.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying before. You have the bus and you have the portals and you have the time like in Gort's house. Like,
you have rules,
make up
right?
Your fucking mind.
You established so many rules in the first one and this one is just like nothing matters. We go back to Earth where they're at the Halloween dance, which has been a big thing that they've talked about. They claim online that the mom's mask is an homage to Halloween 3. So I had read that before this scene and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like they're like, she wears the witch's mask from Halloween 3. This witch's mask looks nothing like Halloween 3. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. This is the most insane. Dude, the witch mask in Halloween 3 is so subtle and, like, creepy. This witch's mask has the biggest eyeballs I've ever seen in my life. So ridiculous. That is not intentional. And they don't...
The Walmart version. Did you see the Walmart version of Michael Myers?
No.
Sean, it is offensive. I've never seen any costume look less... And I think we even said it in our Halloween 5 episode. Like, it's alarming how many times people fuck up replicating that mask. But the one that Walmart is selling right now is fucking ridiculous.
You have to send it to me. The thing about the Michael Myers mask and shit is like, dude, we all know who the mask is based.
It's fucking Shatner. Exactly. Probably shouldn't be easier to duplicate, right?
Like, it's not even, like, dude, like, if you told me, like, even, like, the Scream mask, right? Like, let's say you were like, we couldn't duplicate it. I'd be like, I'd give you a little bit of a pass because it's just a fucking artistic rendition, right? It's not a real face. It is documented. It's like, oh, yeah, that's William Shatner. That's a William Shatner mask. Like, how is this so hard? Hard to replicate. It's a real man's face.
It's fucking baffling.
I need to see it. Is it like going around on memes?
I thought I posted it in my story. I'm trying to find it.
All right.
Fucking idiotic.
You know what my problem is with Instagram? Let's talk about that for a second. Okay. It is impossible to find something you saw and didn't save.
It's true. It's true.
If you saw a meme or something you want to show somebody, you will not be able to find it. It's like nearly impossible.
A video that you sent me a while back of that guy, some guy saying a pro tip was to drop something when you fart to cover it up. Yeah. He just throws a glass throws a glass cup on the ground and then farts. So you just hear the glass shatter and that loud ass.
Farts like 3 seconds after the glass is shattered.
Well, I was trying to find it to show someone, and fucking Googling that, what a nightmare. I had to like scrub my search engine after the hits that come up.
That bit was so fucking funny. That guy's dad was furious. Oh, man. What happens? So Marnie goes back in time. Can't get the book because it was stolen before, right?
Right.
So, that's the end of the movie. They're stuck in Gort's house, and he tells them to use the timeline. They take the timeline and somehow save Grandma. I honestly don't know what happens here. They just like, because like, Gort is literally like, hey, here's the timeline. It goes back and forth across. Like, he makes it so simple. He's like, yeah, if you go forward, you go forward in time. If you go back, you go back in time. And he's like, that's simple. So it's very easy for them to just like go in and out of time, right? So they save Grandma and they open up the portal I don't even know. I guess they just tell a spell that they have had trouble with the entire time because they didn't get the book.
Right.
Okay.
They did not.
This is totally fine, guys. So they open up the portal, but it's closing just as they activate it. So they can't even get through to the human world, but they see everyone celebrating. And Cal has turned everyone into a monster based on what costume they are wearing. So the mom was wearing a witch mask. She's now a witch. The girl that's a vampire is now a vampire, etc., etc. Marnie is like, hey, you know that portal that only is open until midnight on Halloween? And everyone's like, yeah. And she's like, well, we can just reopen it because I don't even know exactly what she says, but she's essentially like, fuck the rules. And they're all like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So they just start chanting and they fucking open up a new portal to Earth.
That's it. They can do it at any time. So what's the point of any of this?
And they make it through. And of course, Cal is fucking pissed because everyone is. Everyone's like, what the fuck is this? And they like have a conversation. And this is when I was like, wait. What is even the problem here? Like, what is Cal's deal? Like, what is Cal mad about? What is Marnie? Like, it was all bizarre because Cal's like, Dad was right. You guys are the enemy and always will be. And what was your plan? You were just going to turn people? What? I don't understand. And Marnie's like trying to talk some sense into him, but nothing's working. And Marnie's like, Cal, I'm not afraid of you. She starts glowing, and fucking Cal's like, okay, you want the books? Here they are. And he holds two books in two hands and holds them out, and he's like, take them if you want. Now, listen, he does have some symbiotic tentacles going around him, right?
Yes.
But Marnie is glowing like golden sun. Obviously, this woman is going to kill you or do something to you. I'd be like, hey, you know what? You want one book? Take one book. I'll take one book. I'm out of here. Right? Instead, he holds out two, which she just grabs from him. And he's super mad, but just disappears. They don't fight. They don't do anything. He just kind of like disappears.
Yeah.
Grandma does her best David Lynch in the fucking Red Room in Twin Peaks impersonation. Fucking talking backwards.
Oh, man. I wish the little man was there. What was his name?
Yo, that guy fucking rocked until he started saying that David Lynch was a fucking Nazi.
Oh, yeah. The actor's a piece of shit. The fucking... The first two seasons, though, that character...
Yo, that guy rocks. That guy rocks. Yeah, I do wish that guy showed up. God, what? Wouldn't you, if you were the director, could you be like, let's just hire this guy for this scene?
He's not doing anything else, right?
No. Oh, man. So they do that.
Stupid little dance.
They do that, and it brings everyone in Earth back to human form. And they also go back to Halloween Town and turn them all back into monsters, which they're super happy about. Halloween Town is saved. Earth is saved. We see a bunch of disgusting freaks. And then it just ends. It just fucking ends. I rewound it because I was like, wait, did they say anything? And no, they don't. They just like... They're running around turning people back into monsters with their spells, and that's like a fucking rap.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like I've said already three times, it's fine if you just want to throw something on.
Just put it on, relax, watch it. Watch it with your kids if you have any. Watch it with your dog or cat. They'll be miserable.
But for fuck's sake, don't pick it apart.
Yeah, don't. You know what you're seeing. Don't post a 48-minute YouTube video about how Halloween 2 is a tragic excuse for a sequel and I'm mad about it. Can you imagine just watching the first Halloween Town and being like, God, Halloween Town 2, so much fucking money writing on this. That was actually the one moment that I watched that video, like the few seconds that I watched it. He was like, they cut the budget of the first one, and if you can believe it, I think the sequel might be a lower budget. Yeah, of course I believe that. Are you fucking kidding me? They were like, dude, if I'm at Disney, I was like, yo, people love that shit for $3 million. Let's cut it down to $2 million, see what we can do about it.
For sure.
Everyone tuned into that piece of shit. Fucking cut it in half, baby. We don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Like, again, it's a Disney Channel original. They're not making that much money off it.
No. No, it's for TV, dude. It's not a fucking movie. I do think that there is potential here, and they fucked it all up. And I think... I just think that they have something here that can compete with Harry Potter. That's all I'm going to say.
It could be done very well.
That's all I'm going to say. Don't bring back Marnie, though. I mean, she's all right, but, you know, you cross the mouse, you're fucked. So she's written off, man. She's fucking dead.
For sure. For sure.
If I learned anything from The Sopranos, you can't come back from that. You're on the shit list. You fucking run out of town. Hey, gabagool, baby.
Agreed.
Yay. Here was my comment that I was going to say about The Sopranos earlier that I said I wasn't going to talk about. The Sopranos, we're from New England, but I'm an Irish guy. You're an Italian, so you'd know a little bit more. There's so many words on that.
Half Irish, half Italian.
Well, that's like, yeah, that's mostly Connecticut. So here's the thing. I just like, you want to like quote it and like say some of the absurd Italian words, but you don't know what they fucking mean. And there was a couple I looked up and I was like, oh, I can't say that. I should not say that at work. Because all day at
that's
work,
funny, Friday, dude, I'm so glad that you said that because in our group chat with Paul, you were saying words like stew nod. And I was like, you know, let me like reach out to Sean and be like, hey, man, there's certain words you shouldn't say that they're saying. Like, they're not. Because it's like an easy trap to fall into. Like, it sounds
cool.
You know, it sounds funny when they say it. But then, like, if you didn't grow up around it, like, you don't know what it means. So I wanted to give you a heads up, but then you saved me the the hassle, but being like, oh, I look up these words and I realize these are terrible.
That's what I did, because I was like, the way Tony says them, you're like, oh, that's fucking funny, because he's calling his friends that. I can say that at work. And then you Google it and you're like, I should not say this to anyone, let alone people at work. Fucking insane, dude. It's fucking crazy. Anyway, that's it. If you want to hear more about The Sopranos, tune into our Patreon episode. Joe, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking drunk. It's insane. I don't know that's what good, I man. Did. I don't know what I did.
I was going to ask you, did you watch, spoilers for anyone, Don't Breathe 2?
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about that shit. So I watched like half of it and I fell asleep. I know you finished it. What were your thoughts?
again, spoilers. So like fast forward if you are dying to see it. I don't think it's a bad movie in the sense of a movie form. The fact that they made the blind man, who in the first one was keeping, correct me if I'm wrong, he was keeping girls hostage in the first one, and he had a bucket full of his own cum that spilled all over himself, right? Right? That's the same movie I'm thinking of.
Hey,
right?
Joe, that is the same movie, and I know because I was so confused. I Googled it.
Dude, in the first one, we did the first one for the show, right? Yes. Because I started thinking maybe I'm confusing it with that M. I don't know why, but I was thinking maybe I'm confusing it with that M. Night Shyamalan movie with the grandparents. Yeah. But blind man in the first Don't Breathe, they break into his house, so we think the kids are like the villains. Right. But then we realize that the blind man is keeping people hostage. He's also a fucking weirdo.
Yes.
Right?
He's a fucking, right? He's impregnating people in his basement.
And he escapes. And if I'm not mistaken, the end of it is like a news report. It's like, this fucking terrorist is on the loose. And like, he's like walking through an airport.
Dude.
So I thought part two would pick up from there, which it does. It fucking does. It picks up from there and he's on the lam. And he comes across this girl. So you're like, okay, here we go again. But he's the hero. He's the fucking protagonist of this movie. And like everything that happened, you're like called back to the guy with a cum-filled milk carton. And you're like, wait, this is the guy I'm rooting for? I can't get behind this whatsoever. That might be one of the most insane like plot moves I've ever seen in any movie ever. To do that, to make this guy the hero.
It's so
crazy.
It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. I had the same thing with you where I was like, is this, I was like, and like, by the way, I feel like prior to Don't Breathe 2, we could have explained the plot of Don't Breathe without fail, right? But you start Don't Breathe 2 and you're like, wait,
and it makes
do I know yeah, this like, movie?
Disremember. Yeah. Thank you. I completely agree with that. We would be able to say it from front to finish, but it's so ridiculous. You start questioning yourself. God.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I was blowing my nose. Yeah, no, it's a really bizarre move. And the end, like you said, like the end was like, they got the guy's money, but he got away. So you were like, okay, cool. Like those people are saved from him and they have money to restart their life. So that's cool. But like, you know, this fucking psycho is still on the loose. And out of the gate on the second one, this guy is fucking this is a superhero. Hero number one. It was what would the word be for that? It was jarring.
Yeah.
To see that.
Yeah. And again, it's kind of a shame because the movie itself is not bad. Like the sequences are pretty intense and what's happening is pretty good, but I just can't get behind rooting for that guy. Like, you know, I know what you did, man. Like, I'm not. not rooting for you.
I really think it was like they did the first one. You know, I don't think you're ever going into a movie being like, we're going to make like 8 sequels, right? So I think they make the first one and they're like, great. And then they're like, oh, it's a hit. And then they're like, well, what do we do now? And they were like, maybe we can rewrite this. And I said this again, spoilers for everyone. So if you haven't seen this, just end the episode, because I think we're just going to wrap it up after this. But I said to you, I thought they were actually going to like flip it a little bit and make the kids, or what was I saying? I thought they were going to flip it in a way that you were like, oh shit, like who you think is the villain is actually, you know, the good guys or whatever. And I mean, I guess they did that in a way, but in a really, really fucking bizarre way.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Cause like you can't root for that fucking guy.
You can't. That's,
it's like the most heinous shit on earth.
Yeah.
It's like that guy in fucking Sweden. Remember that fucking lunatic? With the curly mustache?
Who?
That motherfucker with the curly mustache that had like his...
Raleigh Fingers?
What is that?
You don't know Raleigh Fingers?
He's a baseball pitcher?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, shit. Dude, that guy has the mustache. Same fucking mustache as him. Holy shit. Yo, Raleigh Fingers, what a fucking pull. Holy shit. His name was like Joseph Fritzl.
I'm already dreading the message I'm about to get from Paul, but I don't remember. I don't remember Joseph Fritzl.
Yo, you gotta pull up Joseph.
Paul be like, hey, yeah, I remember Joseph Fritzl. Name drop every date and everything he's ever been linked to.
Remember? All right, we gotta wrap this episode up. This is the last thing. But remember last week when people were like, oh, they figured out who the Zodiac Killer was, and Paul was critical of it. Paul's like, I could have told you that fucking 15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And then our buddy Mike messaged me. He was like, because I posted Paul's response to me, because it's fucking asinine. And then Mike responded to me. He's like, dude, he said the same thing about Jack the Ripper, which I legitimately believe, because if you remember in our like group chat, we're like, hey, somebody said that Jack the Ripper might be this guy. And Paul's like, oh, yeah? And then named like 20 known suspects off the top of his head for a murderer who was active, you know, 200 years ago. Named every suspect ever. And our buddy Mike was like, yeah, Paul knows so much. Probably like everyone and like thinks he's a legitimate sleuth on the case.
But also, he's not like that true crime guy. So it's really bizarre.
He's never listened to a true guy episode of anything.
No, so it's like super bizarre when you bring it up and he's like, you fucking idiot.
He's never read a book in his life either, so I don't know how he absorbs all this information.
Dude, we were talking about BTK. Remember? You were like, hey, remember this about BTK? You were like, oh, I just watched this thing. I think you just watched a thing about BTK, right?
I did, yeah.
And you were like, this shit's crazy. And Paul's like, you fucking idiot. And then agreed with some things, but then was like, this isn't true. It was a fucking library that he did.
That's Paul's MO lately, to be honest with you. It's criticizing, but then completely agreeing with you. Like, I posted something about mental health today, and he's like, you fucking soft piece of shit. He's like, keep up the good work, though. People need this.
Dude, he says everything I post, he's like, this is fucking idiotic. Great job. Oh my god, I love it. I'm excited to do a live show with him. We're doing that in November, right?
Do you remember yesterday? Of course you remember yesterday. I don't know why I preface it with do you remember. But yesterday we were in a group chat and Paul's like, hey guys, I gotta send you this fucking picture. And just sent a picture. Like, he described what he was going to send us in detail. And neither of us like reacted. We're just like, okay, like send it then. And he just sent a close-up picture of his fucking mouth. And we're like, what? Like, Paul, hey, Paul, are you serious right now? Like, send us what you just said.
I still don't think we heard from him.
No, he sent us a picture of like three other things that were completely unrelated. And then like a video of him dancing. We're like, what the fuck?
My problem with that too was he sent like 37 messages like building up to this picture explaining.
John, this is the most he's ever sold anything in his entire life. Like, that's why I can't fucking believe this.
My message to him was like, Paul, just send the fucking picture. Because I assumed he had it because he said I made somebody take the picture.
Right.
And he's like, and I asked them to send it to me. So I was like, Paul, just send the fucking picture. Like, enough with this fucking, this drawn out explanation of the picture. And then that was it. That was the end of the conversation. We didn't hear anything from him except we got a picture of his own face.
Fucking asshole.
Just send the fucking picture, man. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This might be our longest episode and the least we've talked about a movie. Next week, though, we have Haunted Ween, which I am so fucking excited about. I don't think it's hard to find. I think it's on YouTube, but I'll drop a copy on Patreon for all you cool cats and kittens on Patreon. Then we got Halloween Kills.
Yes.
The week after, which is super exciting. And then Teen Witch.
Yes.
Friday. It's a Friday. We're switching from Saturdays to Fridays, which is a good slot to be in. I feel like Friday's the better night. I feel like people don't go out Friday nights, right? Like they hang loose. Saturday's the night you go out, right?
I mean, we're old, man.
I can't keep up with these fucking sounds kids, man. These fucking Mama Lukes. These fucking
Teen Witch is gonna be good.
Teen Witch is gonna be great. I'm super excited. We got a lot of positive feedback for that. That fucking Audible. So this is a good Halloween, man. I'm super pumped about this. Haunted Ween, Halloween Kills, and Teen Witch. And guys, dude, just look up Haunted Ween. It's fucking nuts. Like, it's gonna be the best. I'm so excited for it. So that's gonna be cool. Head on over to ihatehorror.com. Again, the pre-orders are gonna be starting soon, maybe this week. Just waiting on a couple things. But you can sign up there for sign up for the email list. I don't send out emails, but I will let you know when the pre-order starts. That's all we use it for, when the pre-order starts. We're not sending out fucking bullshit. So sign up for that mail list and I'll let you know when the shirts drop. That's at ihatehorror.com. You can go to patreon.com/ihatehorror, check out our bonus episodes and join the live show with the Mangle Expert tier. It's every month, and we're having a blast doing them. Anything else? What else do we promote? Oh, Instagram.com/IHateHorror, Twitter.com. No, I don't know. Twitter. We're at Twitter at IHateHorrorShow. And I think that's it. Joe, where can they find you?
Instagram, Boognish1985.
That is perfect, baby. Remember EA Sports? It's in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a thing.
Oh, it is? They still say that?
I don't know why I said that, because I honestly don't know that to be true.
I don't know if they do. EA Sports. It's in the game. I say it to James all the time, and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? that's it. That's all we've got. Yeah, thank you all for tuning in. Thanks to Joe for doing the show. And that's it, guys. Appreciate you all. And for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
Fucking zombie getting sliced and diced. The monster. Butcher.